I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, available on podcast, on Alexa, on iOS, on Android, however you get your music, your podcast. How you doing? I promised I wouldn't sing this week, but I am so tempted. I hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week we are going to have some fun facts and some shocking facts around sex after childbirth. We're going to look at natural versus C-section, the trauma, the relationships, just some thought-provoking insights and some practical tips that can help shape the way in which you return to intimacy after childbirth. And it is one of the four areas that we are going to be discussing at the next event on the 19th of July, Unfiltered in Soho. Let's talk about sex after childbirth, celibacy, hysterectomy, menopause, and trauma, because it spills out of the bedroom and it moves into every area of life. So we are going to have some fun. But I hope you had your dancing shoes on, because I'm telling you, this is all about fling foot and enjoying. And this is definitely about girl talk. So I thought that before I get into that topic, I just wanted to share something that I've put on LinkedIn today. And it was interesting because my mentor had asked us, we did a little mastermind question and answer session a couple of weeks ago. And I think I did share about, you know, who am I? And then at the weekend, I went to the classic car show in Peckham and I met these two wonderful men. And one of them asked me a question, and he asked me if I am a light body worker, if I'm a repressionist, if I'm an angel or even an alien. And I had to really sit and think. And it's quite interesting because, you know, I thought about the question when Tony asked it, and then I felt that I had to revisit this topic. And so I kind of was just like, who am I, and what do I do, and why do I do what I do? And because I was asked about my true identity, initially, as I said to you before, I struggled to answer that question succinctly. And then I also shared that, you know, a lot of the coaches I've listened to recently and all of the development, self-development that you're listening to, they're always talking about who are you becoming. But my mentor said, it's a redundant question, because how can you know who you're becoming if you don't really know who you are? And that kind of silenced the room. It was like, okay, that's fine. So, of course, it got me thinking. It got me really thinking, right? Because, you know, there was people that identified as a parent, identified as a coach. But that's a part of your identity, but it's not your full identity. Because outside of the house, like at my mum's right now, I'm a carer for my mum. I'm a parent. But right now, my role today is caring. My role at home is parenthood. Although my boys are no longer young children, the young adults, and a more mature adult, 19 and 30. So my role as a parent has changed because they have a level of independence for themselves. and we kind of negotiate the space and talk about, see you later, what you're doing, so we know how to lock up or what to do accordingly. Am I cooking for you, or they're cooking for me and taking me out? So it's changed a lot. So to be a mother on its own and to say I'm just a mother is, it, again, it's not, I'm not, I became a mother by default when I got pregnant and gave birth, but I'm so much more than that. So when I look at it, I'm thinking, a mother is not my full identity, but neither a gold medalist, athlete, and record holder. That's a part of what I've achieved and I've done. And also an author and public speaker are not the complete picture. But what I do here as a radio presenter, again, it's a part of what I do. But actually, on reflection after being asked the question on Monday, I am a light body worker in its truest sense, because I work with what is unseen but is deeply felt, and I guide others back to wholeness. That's my passion. That's what I want to do, to get us back to optimal health, to rely on what you've been given, because the Bible says that God has given us everything pertaining to life and liberty. And I know already I am not your typical health coach. I know that. And I know also that I'm not here just to sell you a meal plan and give you a training program or a workout routine, because that is just a snippet of what health is. And what I do is so much deeper than that. So I suppose if you ask me, really, you coach, you guide, you inspire, you encourage. So I could say really that, you know, the gift that God has given me is a gift of exhortation, to encourage people, to guide people. I'm like a disruptor. I know I'm a disruptor, and I'm a kind of mirror of the patterns that keep, and the focus I have for the people. The patterns that keep high achieving women, and I do work with some men, stuck in cycles of ambition that creates stress and silent suffering. And it's the unintentional cost of rising into this male dominant C-suite without adequately preparing ourselves as females, physically, spiritually, hormonally, or emotionally, and not understanding our self-love, self-awareness, self-care, self-esteem, self-worth, which is directly impacts our hormonal harmony and our emotions. And our emotions call upon hormones that impact organs that ultimately show up and are governed by the thoughts that come about, that come from how we see ourselves, which comes back to our self-love, self-care, and self-awareness. It's really, really quite powerful. And I like to help women see what they can't see or what they ignore, but many times they ignore unintentional, because we want to burn the candle at both ends and in the middle. But that doesn't work, because biomechanically we are different. We're equal, but not. And so stress affects everybody adversely over time. There is good and bad stress, but the impact on the body, male and female, is totally different. And especially when the body's had biological and mechanical changes after childbirth, they are different. We have different seasons for us. We know our intimate life cycle starts from the day of our first period and is kind of indicated as an ending at the date of our last period. So everything in between that is a journey towards our menopause experience. And climbing that C-suite can be something hard. And so what I like to do is expose the way unresolved emotional repression, which many of us have, grief and the relentless chase for success, creates invisible storms in the body, because the body keeps the score. And these may lead to dysfunctions such as high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, and things that cut life short. So for me, even over the last 4 days, I've spoken with 4 high-achieving males who were successful, they were driven. They all have high blood pressure. I was talking to a wonderful man in Barbados who was being admitted as we were speaking with high blood pressure, blood sugar regulation challenges. And so this makes it very interesting, because these are just some of the challenges that we have that I think we just see it as a par for the course or part of the job and don't realize that if left unchecked, these things can create big problems for us. But the belief that we can go to the doctor and get a medication that we are then told we take for the rest of our lives and we stay there, it means we kick the can down the road. So we keep going in this dysfunctional way. But we're sitting in a space that allows us to continue on this path to physical destruction. Literally, is what we're doing. And I'm here to really show you that your health isn't separate from your ambition. Because your body will keep the score and it will store everything. And if you keep pushing without shifting your set mind, because it's about set mind. The doctor said, if I keep doing this, I better cut down on that. So if you keep pushing without shifting your set mind, your lifestyle, and your emotional patterns, because they're massive, especially for us as females, then you are writing a story that sadly will end way too soon. You're taking yourself down. It's like you're in a race to the grave, and we don't want to be in that race. So it's not... And this is a weird show. I'm not here to scare you. I promise you, I'm not. What I want to do is wake you up. And that's why I love to kind of mix sandwich science and humor. So it's going to get a bit... It's going to get exciting today. It's going to get nice. Right? And this is the reason why. This is the reason why. I want you to hang on to this and write this one down. Your health is your true wealth. It really, really is. Everyone says it, but when it comes to it and it's the investment into it, they go, oh, I can't do that. Your health is your BMW, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Range Rover, my mini convertible, whatever car it is that you love. Me, I love a Maserati. Your health is your true wealth. A mansion, a pool, a this or that, private jet. That's not your health. That's not your wealth. Your health is your true wealth. Your peace is your greatest profit. There isn't a bigger profit you can have than peace. Ask a man who doesn't have peace, who has lots of money, lots of wealth, lots of power, but no peace. And he will tell you, if only I could have peace. The Bible says, it says to pursue peace. So your health is your true wealth. Your peace is your greatest profit. And your life, the life you're here to live fully, joyfully, abundantly, that life depends on it. It depends on it. So let's play a trail and let's come back on the other side and let's jump into looking at, let's talk about sex. Just a little snippet of what's going to be happening on the 19th of July. And then, of course, you can click the link. You can go onto my Instagram page at Pelvic Secrets and the link to book is at the top. You can find the link on my LinkedIn page, Jenny Russell, that's Juliet Echo, November, November, India. It's Jennifer, minus the F-E-R, it's Jenny with an I. That's what that is. You can find me on Facebook and Pelvic Floor Secrets. And these will be put onto my website. That website needs to be completely restructured, but they will go onto jennyrussell.com. Let's play a trail and come back on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we are back. So I thought I would share some fun facts and some shocking stats around sex after childbirth. Here we go. Did you know 1 in 3 women experience birth trauma, with many not realising they have it, yet less than 10% seek support? Now, I have published many things. I have been a poster presentation back in 2013. Gosh, that seems so long ago. For the Royal College of Midwives. And when I was doing my research then, I got some shocking stats. And I found out that between 2000 and 2010, there were just over 5,000 claims for perineal trauma in childbirth. And trauma in childbirth. And that made up 20% of the negligence claims against the NHS. But, or however, 49% of the payout was on those 5,000 women alone. So whilst it was 20% of the negligence claims, it was 49% of the total payout for negligence. So that is huge. Absolutely huge. After vaginal delivery, perineal tearing occurs in up to 90% of first-time mothers. And that's a lot to do with the inability to be able to relax, and for the perineum, the outer layer, that little bit of skin between the vagina and the anus, that bit there is the outer layer of the pelvic floor. And of course, pain makes us tighten up. When we do pelvic exercises, whenever I mention that I specialize in pelvic health, people go, oh, I'm doing my pelvic floor as we speak. And I honestly think to myself, if that's all it was, there'd be nothing to write in both the books that I publish. Full colour books, by the way, you know. So it's so much more than that. But we don't really have an understanding because we're not taught about it. No one speaks about it. We're not taught about it. We don't. And we think to ourselves, well, if I haven't had any children or I've had children in by C-section, my pelvic floor is fine. It's not impacted. But there's an everyday role for that floor. And we have to understand stress. We alter the breath. We tighten up. Pain makes us tighten up. You doing pelvic exercises, every muscle wants to contract and it wants to relax. And so therefore, if we are not taught by these things and we don't know these things, then that's really hard. 90% of first-time mothers experience perineal tearing. I am so happy that was not my portion. With 60 to 70% requiring stitches, which can deeply affect confidence in returning to intimacy. And so much of that negligence that I spoke about a moment ago is around this very thing here. And it can actually change not just your confidence to return to intimacy, but whether or not you can actually give birth vaginally again. And that's quite freaky. Now, think about that, because it means it spills outside of the bedroom. How does that affect sitting, walking, exercise, intimacy, wardrobe choice, returning to work, bonding with your child? It's huge. So this is going to be such a beautiful conversation, but there are things we can do. And this is why I want to have that conversation, because I promise you, there is a way back. And also breaking down the scar tissue, I've got a great little trick for that one. I do have a great trick for that one. Women who have had a C-section are twice as likely to experience chronic pelvic pain, numbness, and scar adhesions that can reduce sexual sensation. So there's always a cost to everything, and you can measure cost in many ways. So there is a big drive for women to have elective C-section. Now, one of the things that's really important to note, our pelvises, for most women, are naturally wider than men's because of reproductive reasons. But some women have very narrow pelvises also. And based on that narrowness of the pelvis, based on posture and structures, it may be impossible for them to have a natural childbirth. So they may have to have this. But you have to understand that when muscles are cut and that nerve sensation is lost, trying to get the blood flow back to that area as soon as possible is crucial. For any scar tissue, you can do something with a paperclip that is absolutely amazing. PelvicSecrets@iCloud.com, and I will tell you. So this is really, really important for us to note. Studies show that half of women avoid sex after childbirth for fear of pain, with many not resuming until 6 to 12 months postpartum. Now, I'm going to lean into the microphone because this is important. So, men are waiting. Husbands, partners, they're waiting patiently. And in their mind, 6 weeks, because that's what they've been told. They just got to wait 6 weeks. But if you've had perineal trauma, you've had a C-section and it's been an emergency and the cut hasn't been clean and the stitching is done in a way that it's not dissolving the way it should do, and there can be many, many structural issues, and you may have had poor posture before and you may be stitched in a way that's affecting your posture after, there is going to be a fear around intimacy. And here's the thing. The fear that comes with that and pain means that the muscles around there and the whole fascia and the scarring will tighten further and make it harder. And so you may end up developing something known as vaginismus. Vaginismus. I get the name right now. Which is a tightening of the muscles and your fear around being touched in that area. So that changes everything. Because if it's going to change your intimacy, it's going to change your relationship. Your husband may become short with you. You may become short with your husband. It's testing patience. It's testing character. It's testing resolve and resilience. So there's a lot to it. And it may test bonding with the child as well. So let's have this conversation. Because there are lots of ways in which you can help yourself. And maybe help a girlfriend or two. It's fantastic. Anyway, don't be scared. 1 in 5 men report feeling rejected or neglected in the first year after their partner gives birth, contributing to relationship strain. So I've just mentioned this. Obviously, if a man cannot get back to the, you know, you can't get more intimate than intercourse because you are connected completely, right? And if a man can't get anywhere near you and he feels he's being pushed away and all the attention's on the baby, that can cause a lot of strains. So communication here is key. Now, here's another thing. The root chakra, the pelvis, the sex organs, and the sacral chakra, the reproductive organs, are linked around safety, security, sovereignty. They're around financial issues, they're around sex and relationships. And the body goes into fight, flight, or freeze when it's in pain, raises the cortisol levels, so your stress hormones are already now in more overdrive, and you're trying to heal. And cortisol is an anti-inflammatory, or it can be an inflammator of the body if it's in excess. So you're kind of having this fight again. You're at war with yourself because you're not actually understanding the implications for the emotions that are attached to the pain, that's attached to the experience, that then moves away from you out to the child and the partner and your wider circle. So we have to have this conversation. And as long as we stay emotionally struggling, our hormonal shifts post-birth mean that estrogen, when we know it drops lower than during the menopause, but you and that can actually contribute. So vaginal dryness can happen after the baby is born. That can lower your libido and that can create mood swings. So if you've got perineal tearing or you've got some kind of scar and you've got these things going on, then you've got this big drop in estrogen and you don't quite understand what's going on with yourself, and your husband doesn't understand the things that can impact you after, which is why this is so important for men to be in the room and for men to have this conversation. This is the stuff that's missing. And this is the stuff that needs to be had so that we're able to sort ourselves out. And then, it can be hard. And then culturally, it depends on your culture. Some cultures think it should be 6 weeks. Some cultures think 6 months before you return. But, you know, you've got to remember, modern research and culture is two different things. Modern research might say it's deeply personal. Modern research will say 6 months and you should be fine. But again, it has to be personal, and it has to really, it depends on the type of birth you give. It depends on whether or not you've experienced trauma. And then it depends on the support that you get, because it has to work both ways. There has to be that support there. And of course, if you've gained weight through pregnancy and childbirth, and your body doesn't return back to its non-pregnancy state, and you don't feel confident about who you are, that can have a big impact on how you see yourself in the bedroom and what you're willing to open yourself up to. So it's really far-reaching. But it's a great, great, great topic, and it's really, really important. And lastly, on this bit here, C-section scars can form adhesions. We know that any scar can form an adhesion. But that adhesion from a C-section scar can bind organs together, can bind them. And that affects your posture, that will affect digestion, and it can even affect orgasmic sensations. This is such a, honestly, on the 19th of July, we are going to go deep. And you're going to be able, I'm going to do some vagal testing. So, you know, if you're really willing to come along and come up onto the stage and be vagal tested, you can have your vagal testing doing there, which means you save yourself a hell of a lot of money. But I'll do a part of a vagal test in there. You can find out really what things you may need to consider. You can come onto the stage and you can ask questions that can be answered. It's going to be so powerful. And you can know that you're not alone, and that this journey after, you know, to return to sex after childbirth, it's a huge one. It's a huge one after hysterectomy, because it depends on the type of hysterectomy you have. It's a huge one after celibacy. It's a huge one after celibacy as a Christian. I can tell you that is major. It's huge. Some women have been celibate for a long time, and it's like downstairs has gone into liquidation, and now it needs to be open again for business. There is a lot to discuss, because there's a big fear around that, and there's been biomechanical changes and biological changes, especially where 66% of divorces happen during perimenopause. Women are moving into the menopause as single women, looking for new relationships, looking for new love, being celibate for a long time, not realizing the biological changes that are happening within their pelvis and pelvic floor, and thus having to struggle with the dynamics of what do I do next and how do I do it. And, you know, I know women that have said that they've tried to have sex in a new relationship in menopause, and because they've got this tightening and this fear and this emotional trauma locked into their pelvis and into their vagina, it's impossible for them to have this intimacy. And that relationship, this new relationship, breaks down before it gets started, because there's no understanding here. It would be exactly the same for women who are very virile and very ready to have this wonderful relationship, and a man has erectile dysfunction but won't discuss it and won't deal with it. It's going to be a non-starter. So it works both ways. And yes, this is a big topic today, so it might come with an advisory warning, but it's a great topic. And I love talking like this. This is because it's the most empowering thing you can do. Because the minute your sexual ability is challenged, the minute your pelvis and pelvic floor is challenged, everything about who you are and your true identity, which I started the show with at the beginning, your true identity, for me, I believe, is 100% intrinsically linked to the activity and vitality of your pelvis and your pelvic floor. Let's play a trail and come back on the other side, because we're going to talk about women in the C-suite who wait till later life to have their babies and experience these things. That's a climb to the top. Nobody's ready to fall out the window.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you.
Is this the year you're going to sort out your health goals? Never heard of frequency medicine, but willing to give it a try? Curious to discover there is a way to click your way to optimal health? At BioHealthScan, we found a way for you to recover your lost good health faster than conventional methods, in a safe and pain-free way. Join in with the rest of us and try our 21-day challenge for optimal health. Do it yourself. Save ourselves today. Find your way to biohealth-scan.com/21-day-challenge. Or, for a whopping 20% discount, click on the BioHealthScan 21-Day Challenge DIY SOS banner on the UK Health Radio homepage now. BioHealthScan, paving the way to manage your health a better way.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
We're back. And I'm telling you, our time is fast spent. It is amazing, honestly. I can have these conversations all day long because they are very empowering conversations. And if you're a lady in a CEO position, the C-suite, and you've climbed this corporate ladder and you've pushed back having children till later life, there are many challenges to, sometimes there's many challenges on the road to fertility. And that may be because you've got this repressed, emotional repression within you. Maybe this masculine energy has been so dominant that it's actually suppressed the lovely yin, chi, the feminine energy that you need, that is all around your fertility. It's all around connectivity. It's all around procreation, it's all around creativity, it's all around reproduction. So we've got to be able to get that energy flowing into you first so that you are able to do so. We've got to also get you to a point where you know that you are able to manage the role that you have whilst managing your health. So it's very important for you to be managing the health before you start to put yourself into this position. Because our biological clock does make these changes. And if we continue to live on these prolonged elevated levels of stress, we actually start to activate negative things within the body that may negatively impact our pregnancy and childbirth experience and then our return to work. But they can be done if we value our health enough to actually acquire the education. And we may start later, but you know the statement is better late than never. It works. Now, interestingly, there are things that many women don't think about. And one of the things that's really important is this. Posture is a position from where all movement begins and ends. So the poorer the posture, the poorer the movement ability, and the increased likelihood for injury even. The better the posture, the better the movement ability, the less likelihood for injury. Pelvic alignment is really, really important. Now, obviously, when the baby comes out of the pelvis up into the abdominal cavity, the organs get pushed to the side. There's an occupancy fight going on for where the organs are. Post-birth, the pelvis can shift, and that's going to affect your posture. If it affects your posture, it will affect your gait, G-A-I-T, the way in which you walk. And of course, because your pelvis has shifted and your gait is different and you've had this baby and you've got inflammation around the inner unit, your core stability has been compromised. And so this is where you need to start first. Breath, life force, energy, and getting that, because the pelvis is a center of gravity and it's the cornerstone of stability for the rest of the body. So this is really important. And this shift of the pelvis, this affecting the gait and the core, can actually lead to low back pain. It can lead to reduced sensation and intimacy, because even, you know, the messages have to come from the brain down the spinal column through this numbed area into this area where blood flow needs to come back. So breath is life force because it brings nutrition to the area and it removes the waste. So this is really, really important. But I think one of the big ones that's really important is this. Birth trauma is not always physical. I'll say it again. Birth trauma isn't always physical. Because you can have a perfect birth, you can have, you know, a traumatic birth, whatever you have it. I had 7 in the room, 5 outside, food, drink, music. It was just bad. But giving birth has its own emotional history. So you can have an emotional history or you can have emotional scars. And that whole thing about feeling unseen, unheard, powerless can affect libido. Now, for many black women, women of color, they definitely feel, and statistically you see it there all the time, they have poorer birthing experiences and they do feel like they are shut out and shut off. So they feel a lot of being unseen, unheard, and powerless. And it pushes them into fight flight, pushes them back into masculine. And we have to get to the point where we have to allow the feminine, because that's where the connectivity and the nurture and the compassion is. We have to let that flow. Breastfeeding. We're going on to breastfeeding. Because there are a lot of women that say, my breasts are for my man. Your breasts are for your child when it comes to breastfeeding. It's amazing. But the beauty about breastfeeding is that it can actually, I say the beauty. Yeah, the beauty about breastfeeding is that it can help to return the body back to its non-birthed state, to your non-pregnancy state. Each time the baby is sucking on the breast, there is a physical contraction happening within your pelvic floor, inside the vaginal canal, and your lower abdominals, your transverse abdominals, which is a major stabilizer for the low back. The not so beautiful thing for many people is that breastfeeding can actually suppress your sexual desire. So it can actually, because you've got the prolactin, that's a hormone, that rises. So that goes up, estrogen goes down, and a lot of women report feeling touched out or disinterested in sex. But it will pass. It will pass. You've got a different role to play for a season. And then you're giving the baby all the nutrients it needs to really give it the best start in life. And you will return back to intimacy. It will come back. But it's for some people. It's not for everybody. So don't panic. These are seasons. They pass. And, of course, the C-section, where that scar is, it can leave a little lip of body fat around it. It can leave numbness around the scar, and that can affect your body image and the sensation during touch. But I'm promising you, there is a really, really, really great trick you can do to break down that scar tissue and to bring the blood flow back into the area and to bring up the sensation. So that, again, it's temporal, right? But what's really interesting, I've just finished doing this fascia therapy. It's really good. And the fascia is the membrane that covers all the systems in the body and the muscles. If the fascia is tight, everything is tight. The nerve is tight. So when we do the fascia therapy, it helps to recalibrate the nervous system, to allow things to flow, the energy to flow. And the nervous system rewires also post-childbirth. And the brain can associate touch with pain after birth trauma. And that can lead to fear or avoidance of intimacy. So something like fascia release is really good if you find yourself in that space. It's a really good therapy to consider. And I did some on my friend. I done it on my niece at the weekend, my brother. My sister-in-law said my brother's a different person, and I just did one line. It's absolutely amazing. My 14-year-old niece was in tears, could not explain why she was crying. But there's a lot of stresses that kids are going through today, so that was really good. That just released from her. And then, you know, coming back to men, there's that fear for some men that they're hurting their partners during sex, which that may lead to hesitation and reduced initiation. But if some women are highly sexed after childbirth, so they're wanting to initiate something and the man is retreating, again, it's got to be about communication so that everyone feels included. But if we look at the male perspective, this is quite interesting, because many men feel shut out of the new mother baby bond. They just feel it's like this baby just, because the dependency is on the mother so much, but that woman has carried that child. And so many men can feel left out. There may be feelings of jealousy, there may be withdrawal. And also, I remember years ago, like an ex I had when I was a teenager, I remember his brother saying, if my girlfriend gives birth, she's got like 3 months to get her body back in shape or I'm leaving her. I thought, man, you are wicked. But what they say is, the ideal amount of weight to gain after really is like 2 stone. That's like 28 pounds. And anything we put on in excess of that is actually to do with lifestyle factors, and it's not really to do with baby weight. And what you lose in the first 3 months is usually it's quite easy to lose. But anything after the first 12 weeks, it becomes harder to lose that. And I think sometimes, again, after childbirth trauma, the man is not going to come to you and say to you, right, you've got 6 weeks to lose weight else you're in trouble. One second, sorry. Well, as long as he's not wicked, he won't say that to you. Sorry, I had to cough just then. He's not going to say to you, you've got 12 weeks. So sometimes what can happen is women can read that as this man likes your new body. But also, if we don't do it for ourselves, not for our man, not for our baby, if you don't return to optimizing your health for yourself, it's very easy to go down a totally different road. And then it becomes harder to come back to where you want to be. That starts to affect your confidence. That starts to affect how you see your body. And that starts to affect how you have intimacy. And that can start bringing a new negative dynamic into the relationship and lead to relationship strain. There are many reasons for returning to a non-pregnancy state after childbirth. And understanding the role the abdominals play in stabilizing the trunk and supporting the internal organs in their natural position. Understanding that when the baby was in the abdominal canal, the organs were kind of pushed out of place. You want to have that structure of that knitting back together to actually kind of bring the body back to where it is, so the organs are in their natural anatomic place. That's me having to book tennis. In their natural anatomic place, so that you don't find yourself in a position whereby it's known as visceratosis, where your internal organs, because the abdominal wall is so slack and so weak, the internal organs start to descend down into the lower abdominals, which then descends onto the pelvic floor and then descends onto your internal organs and starts to create more heaviness and loading with poor posture onto the bladder and bowel, and may bring about issues like incontinence. So it's far reaching. So it's really important for us to understand that. So we want to help our men to not feel so helpless in supporting us for our physical and emotional recovery. And if we understand the journey, we can help them understand the journey and we can do it together. And, you know, letting them know that, you know, they're not going to lose intimacy forever. And that they can ask for it. And that we want to have the confidence in ourselves to say, do you know what? I could go to you and I can initiate it, so that you don't have to have the fear that we can't return to intimacy. These are the things we have to learn. and that we're not being hurt physically, we're not, you know, and they're not re-triggering any trauma. And these are just some of the things that we have to be able to work on and work through. So I'm coming towards the end of the show. And now, of course, this might be quite an emotive topic for some people, and I'm here to answer any questions that you may have. You can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can inbox me at Pelvic Secrets on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on X. I'm not on there very often. You can find me on Facebook and on LinkedIn at Jenny Russell. Or you can find me on Facebook also, Pelvic Floss Secrets. But you can ask me any question that you want. We're going to have this wonderful conversation. You may be all around the world. This event is now available online. That's the beauty. So you can actually sign up and you can get your ticket and you can watch it via Zoom. And again, if you're online, you can ask questions. You can be as interactive as the rest of the audience. So there is nothing to worry about. This is a safe space in sacred grounds. That's the name of the space. And it will be, honestly, a night and an event to remember. And so I know it's going to sell out. I only have space for 100 people online on Zoom. So my suggestion is you share this with your friends and you come on. This is just one, remember, of the different topics that we're going to talk about. Let's talk about sex after childbirth, celibacy, hysterectomy, menopause, trauma. And just these considerations we have to have. So, you know, there are things you can do to reclaim your intimacy and your joy. I've been specializing in pelvic floor corrective exercise and lifestyle changes for over 25 years with great, fantastic testimonial success. You can have that. Scar tissue massage. As I mentioned as well, I do fascia release therapy. There are different therapies that you can do. And, you know, having the conversation is really important around your partner, redefining your body image. You know, what's important to you? What is it you want for yourself, for your body, for your vitality in your life? It was interesting. I did a course and I was told that, before I had my son, I was like a beefy size 12, which would be, that was 31 years ago. And this would be 32 years ago, actually, because, you know, you got the year when you're pregnant. So yeah, actually 31 years ago. For US sizes, I think I'd be like a US 8, something like that. And, I was told by someone from fitness professionals, because after having my son, within 6 weeks, I was like a size, so then I would have been a US 4, like I was half my body size. And, you know, a size 6 here. And I was told that the body can return to this pre-athletic space sometimes after childbirth. So I was a very active teenager, very active teenager. We did, as I've shared on this show many times, roller skating, hockey, horse riding, badminton, running, weights, you name it, we did everything, right? So it's very easy to be in that position. But I think, you know, and I've never been the size I was. There was a lady that came to one of my classes when I returned from Barbados, taking 25 people to Barbados in 1993 for the Barbados experience. Discovering 4 days before I left that I was pregnant, I came back 6 weeks later, told my classes, because at the time I was teaching 21 classes a week. One lady came up to me at the end of the session, one of my classes, and said to me, her incentive to train was to watch me get fat, ugly, and out of shape. Yes, you heard me. That's what people can do. I said, no problem. Watch me when I return. I came back size 6 with just a 38E chest, and I did not see that lady again because she could not believe it. And now at Sassy Sexy 62, my son being 31 in a couple of weeks, I am a size 8-10 still. Just looking after myself, captain of the fourth team tennis, cycling, running, loving life, and loving sharing these insights with people like yourself. So I want to let you know that it's possible to return to great intimacy after childbirth. It's the main reason why I got involved, because when my friend, he said now he knows what it means when they say it's like dipping your wick in a well. My first thought was, back in the 90s, never do I want to have a bad sexual experience after childbirth. Yes, a little pause there. And so that's how I first initially got involved in pelvic floor. That's my story. If you want to hear the rest, you have to book your ticket. Book your ticket, 19th of July. The early bird price finishes on the 4th of June. So whilst it's £39, whether it's in person or online, get your tickets now. Share this with a friend. Email me, let me know how this has helped you. And until next week, in health and happiness, I wish you health, wealth, the health wealth that you need, and happiness. Stay blessed, stay safe, stay well.